This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. The author of over 30 books, including Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. On today's This Week in America, Dr. Susan discusses keeping your connective tissue healthy and flexible. That's coming up next on today's program.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
For anyone who's worried about back taxes, has not filed tax returns, and doesn't know what to do next, stop and listen. Not filing your taxes can have severe consequences, especially in this political climate. Now that COVID is over, the IRS is getting aggressive, massively increasing enforcement and collection efforts. With politicians making all sorts of promises, especially when it comes to taxes, hiding and not dealing with your taxes will cause you harsh legal and financial ramifications. But right now, the IRS offers forgiveness and writes off a massive amount of tax debt. The Tax Doctor offers a free service that helps people get out of IRS collections and back in good standing with the government. Don't hide or bury your head in the sand. Take advantage of our free service. Call now to learn more. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170. People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. A frequent radio podcast and TV talk show guest and motivational speaker. She's also the author of many books, including Uplifted and the new companion book, A Hug in a Mug, revitalized with fruits, veggies, juices, soups, spices, teas, and healthy living extras. Refer to her website to find out how to get personally autographed copies of these two books. I read in Dr. Susan's new book, A Hug in a Mug, and on her website about fascia, the thin sheath of fibrous tissue enclosing every muscle and organ. It's an intricate web that connects every part of our entire body. This continuous network throughout your body is crucial for health, pain perception, and movement. Today, holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, will cover the ABCs of fascia and how to keep your fascia healthy and flexible. Get your pen out, paper as well. You'll need to take notes during our eye-opening discussion. Of course, you can follow along with the podcast on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program. Great topic. Looking forward to this.
Yes, you know what, I am too. And with all the decades we've been together doing these programs, we've never covered this topic before. And it's crucial for the health of everyone listening. And most people have fascia, also known as connective tissue, major issues in their body. So I'm very excited about this program today.
This is interesting. The more I learn about it and just doing background before our conversation today, this really is sort of the glue that holds us all together. This really is a key component to our overall health, and we'll find that out as Dr. Susan explains on the program today. To start off, tell us briefly, what does the fascia look like? How does it function? Where can we see this tissue in a documentary, something that will interest everybody and give us some background information on it?
Yeah, well, that's great. So you've seen big spiders' cobwebs. So if you take that big, beautiful cobweb and you make it multi-layers, one on top of the other, maybe 100 of them, and then you have a network of all these fibers, and that is what, like you said, holds every muscle and organ, this sheath of fibers, holds everything in our body together. And it's only a relatively new science. You know, Rick, I think if I was starting everything all over again, it's such an incredible new field of science having to do with physiology and anatomy, and how sometimes a five-minute treatment can take away pain someone has had for years and decades. It is so promising. And then, by the way, if you go to my website and in the search bar put fascia, I'm going to spell that, F-A-S-C-I-A, or put in connective tissue, two words, this big article I wrote will come up that you'll be able to read. And then also, on the top of that article, I posted this incredible documentary by scientists and movement leaders, and so you get to literally see with your eyes what does this connective tissue look like. And so it goes into much more detail, some things we're talking about today, and so does my article on my website. So how does it function, you said? You know where to get the documentary now. So all this recent research reveals that fascia's complex role in immune function, in the fluid dynamics of our body, and hormone response has been unbelievable, prompting this true paradigm shift in understanding our human anatomy. And it's been a few years now that I've been researching this topic, and fascia-focused therapies show promise in treating conditions like frozen shoulder, referred pain, you know, joint pain, revolutionizing pain management and physical performance optimization. A quick example. And I used to have this before I learned about these techniques. So I'm going to talk from a personal level, but other people I know, too, who sit at a desk all day long, and you don't move your shoulders a lot, and then your shoulders can get what's known as frozen shoulder. And then when you try to put your hands behind your back, or let's say, Rick, if you were arrested and they had to handcuff you and they had to put your hands behind your back so they could put the handcuffs on, you'd barely be able to get your hands behind your back. So I just want to let you know this in advance in case you want to start working on your shoulders in case you ever
You just say to the officer, I'm sorry, but I'm having a bad fascia day, and I don't think I'm going to be able to put my hands behind my back. I don't know if that'll work, but I can give it a try.
But it's so many people have that and other pain issues that we'll talk about, and it's very, very fixable. So now, again, remember that on my website, and it's just easiest to say, go to the search bar in the top right, put in either fascia, F-A-S-C-I-A, or connective tissue, and this one beautiful long article I wrote discussing in more detail what we're talking about today will come up, and it includes that documentary on the role of connective tissue that goes into detail on the physiology of connective tissue, and they show you what it looks like in people's bodies. So you can watch that. They talk about in that documentary how it affects all movement. You know, are you one of these people that can barely touch your toes anymore, the floor, or even get past your knees maybe when you bend forward? It will go over all of this and ways we can treat issues of this network of tissue that impacts in a negative way most people if you haven't taken care of it. It's just a fascinating new field of science.
And her website, Dr. Susan's website, is very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. Well, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You won't need that. You can remember SusanSmithJones.com. A lot of information there on today's topic. Let's talk about the key factors that influence fascia health and where we can get more detailed information that you won't have time to cover today. And you've sort of touched on that, but reemphasize that for people that are like, I want more. You can give us more too, can't you?
Yeah, and I always like to make things as practical as possible. And they're basically, you know, since we don't have 3 hours, I'm going to trim it down to 5 key factors that influence fascia health. And so you'll see them on my website. Like I said, go to the search bar. But these 5 key factors that influence our connective tissue health are movement, hydration, stress management, diet, and sleep, all the things I talk about in my book, A Hug and a Mug. So those are the 5 key factors, and we'll go through them in a little bit more detail. But, you know, so you see, it's not just movement that helps keep your fascia more flexible. It's a whole holistic lifestyle we'll cover, you know, in this program.
So much information and so much more on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Tell us a little bit about some of the most effective therapeutic approaches for healing our fascia, keeping it healthy and flexible. As we know more about it, we want to take care of it. We want to nurse it along when we find out how much it really, what influence it has over the body. How do we go about keeping it healthy and flexible, taking care of our fascia?
Yes, and I'm just thinking, Rick, if you don't mind, before I cover that, let me give you a little bit more detail into these 5 factors.
Yes, please.
And here's why. There's such a pervasive nature of the fascia, and it has so many critical functions. So maintaining the health of this connective tissue is definitely important for our overall well-being. So those 5 things, I'll just go a little bit more detail into each one. The movement. Regular, varied movement is crucial for keeping our fascia hydrated and flexible. Because, you see, you can drink a lot of water throughout the day. That's a good thing to do. Drink that clean water. But if all you do is sit all day at your desk and then go lie in bed or back in your easy chair and watch TV, you're going to have very unhealthy fascia. So in terms of that, a sedentary lifestyle, like a lot of people lead these days on computers, on your iPad, watching TV, sitting in the car, on the train, on planes, and don't move enough, these types of lifestyles, and especially sitting all day, lead to fascia becoming stiff and glued together. Like the good example was the shoulders become when you sit all day at the desk. So that's movement, hydration. Always proper hydration is essential for maintaining the optimal consistency of fascia. And most importantly, in terms of hydration, is the purified water. You want to have ample glasses or fluid hydration throughout the day. And freshly made juice, especially vegetable juices, are great for the fascia health.
Okay.
Then stress. It goes without saying that chronic stress leads to all kinds of diseases and inflammation. But what's germane to the topic today, it also causes the fascia to tighten and lose its elasticity. Just having more stress in your life Okay, a couple more, diet and sleep. Diet, there are lots of nutrients that play a role in fascia health, and if we had 3 hours, we'd go through them all. We don't, so I'm going to say just refer to my book, A Hug and a Mug, for all of that. And then sleep, like everything in life, our body, when we sleep, renews, repairs, rebuilds itself. So you want to get ample sleep, at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep at night, or unless you have a different kind of shift where you work at night, at least good quality, long, uninterrupted sleep. And then sleep, but it's also important for fascia recovery and regeneration. So those are, just to try to make it a little bit more practical, again, you'll find much more in A Hug and a Mug, my book, also on my website, Susan Smith Jones, and put connective tissue or fascia in the search bar.
I'm glad you took...
I'm
glad you took the time to go back on that, because those are five key elements that Dr. Susan went through very slowly and again in a practical way. These are things that we all need to know. Next step after that is, what are some of the therapeutic approaches for healing our fascia and keeping it healthy and flexible? How do we maintain it?
Yes, very good, very good. All right, so I'm going to give you four things. One is deep wave therapy. And by the way, you'll see in that documentary, doctors and chiropractors and other, there are places in Brentwood, Santa Monica, where I live, that literally these wellness centers that specialize in fascia health. So they have these big machines, but you've probably seen on TV those commercials where there's this little handheld device and you can put on your muscles, and it goes, rotates in and out really quickly, right?
Yes.
Have you seen those?
I have seen those,
like,
yes.
Like the Theragun, and many companies make these. Well, that does this deep wave therapy in your body, and it involves using these little specialized devices, or if you go to a doctor's office, they have much bigger devices, but they create a gentle vibration, and that actually helps to restore fascia elasticity and improves the fluid flow. So, and I have one of these handheld devices. I use it on my quads, my hamstrings, you know, my legs, my shoulders when they get tighter from sitting too long. I can use it on my upper back. You know, I can get someone to help, you know, on the rest of my back. It's really good, especially as you get older and you're less maybe physically fit and you're not as active as you would like to be. This helps to keep you flexible and healthy. A second one is manual fascia release. And I have, where I live, a place where I go monthly, and they do really good shiatsu massage where, you know, I've talked about this before, but you can get these knots in your body, the tightening of the fascia that makes knots in your muscles, and they have to press and knead it out. It isn't always the most pleasant feel, but all of a sudden you have greater flexibility when it's over. Or if you know any massage therapist that does deep tissue massage, that's very similar to shiatsu. And when you have a skilled practitioner use these hands-on techniques, it will help release the fascial restrictions and improve overall body function. It's really often remarkable, from using that, the deep wave therapy, the handheld device, or getting a fascial release treatment, like a massage therapist who knows how to do this, where, you know, you just see how far when you bend forward, where do you go on your, do you go down to your knee, your middle calf, can you touch your toes? And after you get the treatment, you have like an inch or two more of flexibility. And then, of course, movement therapies. Never underestimate the the beautiful results you can get from yoga, because that involves so much stretching that your body needs literally every day. Most people don't do that. They'll say, I went for my walk, I lifted a few weights, but I just don't have time to stretch. That's just as important as that triad, the other two. So yoga and like certain forms of dance are now, and as you'll see this in the documentary, are being recognized for their ability to promote fascia health through these varied three-dimensional movement patterns. You know, yoga, you lift up to the sky, you're down on the ground, you're on the mat, you reach to the side. It's like three-dimensional movement, which is literally what our body needs all the time. We weren't designed to be sedentary people and sit at our desk all day, and it really can take a toll on your health. And the tighter your fascia gets, the more inflammation you have, Rick. And the more inflammation in your body, then what happens? That's like the beginning of major disease. So anyway, movement therapies, and then there are people, and I now know how to do this with my clients, but and there are places all around where I live that will do this for you. So Google it in your area, but you can get a holistic assessment where practitioners in the fields of anatomy and physiology and fascia health are learning to assess the body as an interconnected whole, you know, rather than focusing solely on the side of symptoms. Like you do, if let's say you have knee pain, elbow pain, wrist pain, neck pain. Oh, you woke up with a really stiff neck. You know, your shoulders aren't moving. It's not usually that exact spot in the body where you feel the pain. It's everything, Rick, is connected, and it could be the tight fascia in your lower back and in your core that's affecting your shoulders and your legs.
Yes.
You know, so it's good to have this holistic assessment.
So much information, so much more on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Susan Smith Jones, PhD, our guest on the program, the topic of fascia, keeping your connective tissue healthy and flexible. Much more on the topic right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
For anyone who's worried about back taxes, has not filed tax returns, and doesn't know what to do next, stop and listen. Not filing your taxes can have severe consequences, especially in this political climate. Now that COVID is over, the IRS is getting aggressive, massively increasing enforcement and collection efforts. With politicians making all sorts of promises, especially when it comes to taxes, hiding and not dealing with your taxes will cause you harsh legal and financial ramifications. But right now, the IRS offers forgiveness and writes off a massive amount of tax debt. The Tax Doctor offers a free service that helps people get out of IRS collections and back in good standing with the government. Don't hide or bury your head in the sand. Take advantage of our free service. Call now to learn more. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. That's 800-915-9058. People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back. This Week in America, our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. The topic today, fascia, keeping your connective tissue healthy and flexible. You've been talking and looking into healthy living for decades now. It would seem like this topic of understanding and healing fascia really needs a holistic approach to it. Is that accurate?
Oh, very accurate. And I'm all about holistic body, mind, and spirit. Everything is connected. And the convergence of ancient wisdom and modern science, which is always my approach to healthy living for decades, ever since I learned about all this from my grandmother when I was a teenager. But it leads to a more integrated, holistic approaches, always to health and healing. Most regular medical doctors you go to, you go in, you've got a pain, you've got an issue. What are they? They just want to give you drugs.
Yes.
And you want to find a doctor, if at all possible, that will take a holistic approach. But this emerging research on fascia aligns with so many principles that I've observed in my practice and research over the decades. And I write about in my companion book set of Uplifted and A Hug and a Mug. And these holistic principles, I kind of summed them up for us today into four principles that you learn just by studying fascia, and that is the body is an interconnected whole, not just a collection of separate body parts. You have an issue with an organ, with a joint, with a pain in a muscle. You've got to look at the whole body. Secondly, many health issues have root causes that aren't immediately obvious and require a broader perspective to understand and treat. That's why it's often good to seek out an osteopathic doctor or even a chiropractor who's a good one, who looks at the human body a little bit more holistically, I think, at least in my area. And by the way, you can Google fascial release doctors, see what comes up in your area, or fascial release therapy. A third principle would be, in my perspective, movement and lifestyle factors play a crucial role in maintaining health and preventing disease. It's not just like my title of one of my books is A Hug and a Mug. You think that's only about diet. That's just a third of the book. It's all the healthy living extras you add to your diet. And then, of course, a lot of people think, well, I'll just eat the best diet. I don't need to do much movement. You need to do it all, just literally that I write about. And then four, never underestimate the power of your beautiful human body.
And Dr. Susan is here every month. All of the past shows, by the way, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Just go to the podcast recorded audio and you'll find all of the programs there, or Google them. They will come up as well. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.